عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning, the 10th of Rabi al-Akhir, 1446, corresponding to 14th of October 2024. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you an afa afiyat. May Allah ta'ala take great work of deen from you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your humble efforts. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praises and is only for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that today, that is the 10th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446, we commence and begin a new chapter, a new surah, chapter number 39, Surah to Zumar. What's the meaning of Zumar is groups, as you will see when we come to the ending of this chapter. It comprises 75 verses, and one virtue of it is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, وَصَحَّهُ الشَّيْخ Albani, and Sheikh Albani rahimahullah said is hadith is sahih, and that is every night, anytime after Maghrib, after Isha, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite Surah to Bani Israel, the beginning of the 15 Jews, and that is chapter 17, and this particular Surah Zumar. So this Sunnah is matruka. We have abandoned the Sunnah. Every night Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite Surah Bani Israel, chapter 17, beginning of the 15 Supara, 15 Jews, and this Surah, chapter 39, Surah Zumar. So we should try and practice at least once a week or so. Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq. So inshallah, today's lesson we will discuss the first three verses of this particular surah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Look at the script. Bismillah. The ba and the seen are joined together. And if you look at Surah Alaq, Iqra Bismi, there you will see it is ba alif, be alif, then seen meem. So that is the original script, where the alif is separate and the seen is separate, meaning that is not directly joined, the ba and the seen, the be and the seen. So why is it so? Because Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is read so many a time, kathratul isti'mal, constant usage. So therefore the alif has been omitted, deleted, and the iqra bismi is qalilul istan qira'a compared to Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is read much less. So therefore there the original script has been maintained and retained. So we should understand these finer points as well in the Arabic script. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Almighty Allah, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. Allah, lafzul jalala. For respect, we say lafzul jalala. You can only use the word Allah for Almighty Allah alone. You want to use it for creation, it must have a prefix Abdullah, Ubaidullah for a boy, Amatullah for a girl. So So we need to understand that as well. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim are hyperbole, which called Mubalagha. Now these are all difficult terms, meaning in intensive form. When you go to a hospital clinic, you see intensive care. So yeah, you translate it very gracious, very merciful. Ar-Rahman is used only for Almighty Allah. If you want to use for creation, again, must be with the prefix Abdul Rahman, Amatul Rahman. Ar-Rahim, if you use Rahim only for a creation human being, male, female, is permissible. Male Rahim, female Rahima. I have my auntie there in Stanerton, Rema Masi. You know our Mehman people, they change the words of the word. She's in the 90s, almost reaching 100, I think, now. So remember, Allah grant us siha afia. So you keep your daughter's name Rahima, or your son's name Rahim only, so that is permissible and acceptable. Allah Jalla Wala states for Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ra'ufur Rahim. Today, inshallah al-Aziz, we commence chapter 39, Surah Az-Zumar, the first three verses. Tanzeelul kitabi min Allahi al-Azizil hakim. Tanzeel. Tanzeel, to be revealed piecemeal, to be revealed gradually. So from the first heaven, the first sky, the Quran Sharif was revealed on the qalb-e mubarak, on the mubarak, blessed, honorable heart of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, over a period of 23 years. So you will find both terms used in the Quran, Tanzeel and Anzalna. Inna Anzalnahu fi Laylatil Qadr. Inna Anzalnahu fi Laylatil Mubarakah. In the beginning of chapter 44, and that is Surah Dukhan. So we should understand all these things here. So Anzalna means to be revealed one shot. So from the seven heavens, from the Lawh Mahfuz, it was revealed one shot to the first sky, to the first heaven, and from there tadrijan, slowly, gradually, piecemeal, on the qalb mubarak, heart mubarak of the Master alayhi salam. So see, you must learn the art of translation. Tanzeelul kitab, the book was revealed gradually, piecemeal. From who? Min Allahil Azizil Hakim. From Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who is Al-Aziz and Al-Hakim. Min Allahil Azizil Hakim, who is exalted in power, the Almighty Allah. Therefore, when we make dua against the Jutlas and Americans and the Haramis, we say, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Aziz. So, Ya Allah, you alone are the most powerful and the Almighty. And Al Hakim, who is full with wisdom, he has the greatest wisdom, Almighty Allah. Everything of human beings in creation is limited, and everything of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is unlimited and infinite. That is Almighty Allah. Min Allahil Azizil Hakim. So this Quran Sharif was revealed piecemeal from Almighty Allah, who's exalted in power and who is all wise. Inna anzalna ilaykal kitaba bil haq. You see, now already the word anzalna is used. So yeah, you will translate, verily we, inna, Allah using the royal pronoun to stamp His Majesty, authority, sovereignty. Anzalna, indeed we revealed the Quran Sharif, one shot, one go. Jumlata wahida, the Quran says. This is the distinction of the noble Quran only, that it was revealed piecemeal, gradually. All the other divine books and scriptures were revealed, jumlata wahida, the Zabur, the Torah, the Injil, all the Bible and the Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms, all were revealed one shot, jumlata wahida. The Quran Sharif, it is its unique feature and characteristic, revealed tanzeel, tadreej, gradually, piecemeal. Inna anzalna ilaykal kitaba bilhaq. Verily, we revealed it, this Quran Sharif, to you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Al-Kitab, the Alif Lam Ahdi, if you want to go now into more detail, specific book, and that is the Quran Sharif. Ilayka, to you, Ya Rasulullah, on your heart Mubarak, O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, bilhaqi, truthfully, no addition, no omission, no interpolation, and nobody can ever change it by divine decree. So how is that? Chapter 15, verse 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Surely, definitely, we revealed this reminder, this Quran Sharif, and we revealed it piecemeal gradually. And wa inna lahu, and definitely we will be the one to protect it, lahafidun, preserve it, protect it from all addition, omission, interpolation. Your son, your daughter, your grandson, granddaughter have become hafiz, hafizah. Millions of Muslims have become hafiz, male, female, adult and child. And Allah took his attribute, hafizun, and transferred it to Mawlana Salim Kareem. Allah transferred it to ordinary peoples, mortal sinners like ourselves. What a great bounty. Favor of Almighty Allah. We challenge the Pope, we challenge the priest, we challenge everyone that you read the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, in the original language by memory. So the answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. We asked the Jutlas, the Haramis, the chief rabbi of Israel or South Africa or any other country, read the Torah, the original Torah, in the original language by heart, by memory, from cover to cover. They said, you anti-Semite, you're a terrorist. You see the Haramis? When you corner them, then they run for cover and dash helter-skelter. So that is the beauty, glory, style, diction of the noble Quran only. Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitaba bilhaq. Indeed, definitely, we reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this Quran Sharif, truthfully. Fa'abudillaha mukhlisan lahuddin. Hence, worship Almighty Allah jalla wala mukhlisan lahuddin. And the obedience must be for him only, sincerely. So yeah, it means obedience is to him only. So everything we do, our speech, our actions, everything is for who? Is only, solely, exclusively for Allah. Jalla wa ala. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. La sharika la. Verily, my salat and prayer, and my sacrifice and my slaughtering, my life and my death, everything is solely, only, exclusively for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He has no associate, no partner, nobody. He alone is unique, none is equal to him in any aspect, in any respect. Walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Chapter 112 and verse number 4. Everything you will find in the Quran. Allah, harf tanbih, behold, khabardar, beware. Lillahi Dinul Khalis. So remember, it belongs only to Almighty Allah, this religion of Islam, exclusively. Allah made Islam the religion for everybody from the time of Adam and Eve, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, and Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha, right up to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deen never ever changed. Inna deena indallahi al-Islam, inna deena al-maqboola indallahi Islam. Always believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Believe in the messengers and prophets alayhimu salatu wasalam, peace be upon them. Believe in the year after, the day of justice, paradise, hell, all that. That never ever changed. The Sharia, that kept on evolving, changing. لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةَ وَمِنْ حَاجَةَ. This is halal, this is haram, this is lawful, unlawful. Then the Prophet came, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the final and the global and international messenger for all times and all places, with the final Sharia, code of conduct and law, and now there'll be no changes to that. والذين اتخذوا من دونه أولياء. And those people who took, remember, besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protectors, they worshipping this person, worshipping this idol, worshipping this grave and so forth, saying, give me health, give me wealth, give me children, prostrating there and so forth. If you ask them, why are you doing all this? This is their response. Ma na'buduhum. Nay, we are not worshipping them. إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. That we are not worshipping them, they say, but they will take us nearer and closer to Almighty Allah in rank and stages and status. So that is incorrect, and Islam does not allow that. We say, ruku, sujood, bowing down, prostrating, ruku, sujood, and sajda is only, solely, exclusively for Almighty Allah, and not for any creation. Remember that. Therefore, in our janaza salat, our funeral prayer, the mayyid, the deceased, is right in front, then the imam, the leader, then the congregation. La ruku'a wa la sujuda fiha. There is no ruku, bowing down, no sajda fiha in salatul janaza, to show that ruku, sujood is only, solely, exclusively for him, Almighty Allah Jalla wala. How many people, 8 billion people, everybody got something to say. This one says ABC, next one says XYZ, this one says this. Inna Allah yahkumu bainahum fima hum fihi yakhtalifun. Verily, Almighty Allah alone is the Hakim. Wal Hakimu Rabbun Jalil. Allah Jalla wala is the only one who will pass the final verdict. No constitutional court, no appeal court, no supreme court. The divine court. Inna Allah yahkumu bainahum. Verily, Almighty Allah will pass the final verdict amongst them. Fima hum fihi yakhtalifun. In all the matters they are disputing, arguing, and quarreling. Inna Allah la yahdi. Verily, Allah will not guide a people, a nation. Man huwa kadhibun kaffar. The one who is kadhibun, he's a liar, and he does not want to embrace and accept the truth. Kaffar, he's a big, big disbeliever. He's very, very ungrateful. Allah gives him everything, eyes, ears, the anatomy, body, but time comes to worship, he forgets Allah, selective amnesia, and goes and worship the idols, go and worship somebody, something else. So therefore he is kaffar, the big, big disbeliever, and the one who's very, very ungrateful. Kaffar is also mubalagha, hyperbole, that is a very, very intensive form. So that was today's tafsir commentary of Surah Zumar, so chapter 39 and the first 3 verses. Allah Jalla wa la qabool farmai, we beg Almighty Allah to accept our tafsir and humble actions and deeds. Always beg Almighty Allah for acceptance. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. It's a broken effort, Ya Allah, but you are Rahim, you are Kareem, you are Arhamur Rahimeen, Akramul Akrameen. Out of your benevolence, your grace, your mercy, you accept it, O beloved Allah. Today, jutlas, jutlis, you haramis, I told you, you're going to get a good threshing. And threshing indeed they got. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So today is the 10th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 374. So 14 jutlas killed there in Lebanon. And the media is saying 4. They lie because they know there will be civil war in Israel. They're coming back in their body bags. 70 jutlas injured, and some of them critically. So 14 already dispatched to Jahannam and getting roasted and toasted, the haramis. Just go to your Twitter and X and you will see how the blood, they were having meals, and then the one missile went right through into Israel. Their iron dome is tired now, he says, and she says, I'm done now, I iron dome says, I can't keep up. The rockets and the missiles are just raining in from Lebanon, Hezbollah. Oh, Shias, you did very well. We salute you for that, but you still remain non-Muslims. Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bi rajul al-fajir. Verily, Allah will accept for this deen, and Allah will aid his deen and assist his deen even through the efforts of non-Muslims. You Sunni countries, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco, you haramis, you murtads, you khabis, you are impure and immoral. Hang your heads in shame. The kuffar Shias can do this. You with your millions and billions and trillions of dollars. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Allah, destroy your kingdoms and your oil, you haramis. So 14 jutlas dispatched straight to hell. These are the news, views, interviews of today, locally, nationally, internationally. 70 jutlas injured. Remember this, and you see how they are fracking. If you don't understand fracking, it is to die like dogs. We're very happy about it. We have no empathy, sympathy at all for any jutla there in Israel or anywhere else. We're supporting Israel, and we have no empathy, sympathy for the Americans fracking and dying in Hurricane Helene or Hurricane Milton, and then they're making paltong out of them. Alhamdulillah, we're very happy. The jutlas now, their generals are saying that northern Gaza must either surrender or either starvation. But we say, we keep on fighting. And you, the West, where are you, America? Where are you, United Nations? Where are you, United Kingdom? Where are you, Europe and NATO? So in this day and this age, your Israel, the biggest terrorist on earth, it fights Palestinians, it fights Iran, it fights Lebanon, Syria, then it is shooting at the United Nations, breaking their gates and so forth, and you allow all this, sanctions should be applied. And all you countries, hang your heads in shame, who are supplying weapons to the haramis. The biggest terrorists on earth today are America and Israel. So mass migration from Israel. There's hardly people making Aliyah. Aliyah means to enter Israel, Jutlas. The Jutlas, over 1 million ran away this weekend when everything was coming in from different directions, either from the Houthis, either from Hamas, either from Hezbollah, Triple H. The Jutla said, we better run to Ben Gurion. Ben Gurion airport was busy, and the Jutla's running. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. Hey, Jutla, Jutli, you harami. Allah said in chapter 62, verse number 8, the death you are running away from, so certainly it will reach you, whether you are in Texas or in Dallas or in Camperdown. So remember that. So wherever you are, hey, Jutla, Jutli, death will strike you. You must remember that. Israel is firing on the United Nations peacekeepers. This is a war crime, you must remember that. And more than 100 countries have condemned Israel for saying that Guterres, whatever his name, the Secretary General of United Nations, is a person non grata. So remember that more than 100 nations have condemned Israel. They've been condemned because they're a cursed nation, remember that. They are swines and pigs, remember, they are forefathers. And monkeys, the Quran says, chapter 5, verse number 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. North Korea are going to help Russia. Hey, Russia, keep uniforms ready for us. We're sending our troops to you, and we will help you fight Ukraine. Dance all the popper dance. You see that? So Russia is giving Ukraine a good threshing, and all the millions, billions they invested there, the Americans, all gone down the drain, and so forth and so on. Two terrifying events in America. I sent this out last night, mashallah. One is, you see, California. One is Florida. So the one place is what? Where they used to make all these rockets and for missiles and all that. And Allah sent Hurricane Milton, and then it's finished that whole plant up. It's blasted to smatterings. They wanted to blast the whole of Palestine to smatterings. Allah blasted them. What you say, Jutlas and Americans? It is $200 billion just to fix things up there. And he, Biden, the Harami Joe genocide, says he's giving $600 million, more than $500 million. That is just to restore the power grid and so forth. So that is 100% divine punishment. Allah ki lati be awaze. The richest people stay there in Florida and so forth, and majority of them then support Israel. Allah gave them such a punishment, they will never ever forget. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Punish them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, says the peacekeepers of United Nations must get out from there. So their leader said, you go to hell. We staying here. We are here with the mandate of United Nations. We will not listen to you. So they entered and broke the one gate and everything. This is Israel, the biggest war criminals, the biggest haramis on earth. If you don't understand haramis, it means B, and add another B, big B haramis. Russia and Afghanistan, the ties are increasing. Very good, Taliban. Taliban is playing a very good game. All the neighbors, very good ties. So they had good ties with India, they have good ties with Iran, they have good ties with Azerbaijan, they have good ties with everybody, Russia and so forth. Only Pakistan, because Pakistan is not controlled by their politicians, it's controlled by their army, and the army are haramis and tattoo. You know what tattoo? One teacher of ours, he used to say to him, tattoo ho, tattoo is a pony, because they are ponies of America and so forth. You see, they take instructions from there, and then they tell their politicians what to do and so forth and so on. The Hindus, their numbers are increasing, and they're becoming more and more influential in the Arab Gulf countries. Look at the shame when your page or Arman war. Our parents, my beloved father, mother, ordinary people, simple people, and sinners, transgressors, Allah grant them jannatul firdausil a'la. We sinners, transgressors, ordinary people we are. But who? Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. He said in his fatal illness that during that sickness, أَخْرِجُ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى مِنْ جَزِيرَةِ الْعَرَبِ, expel the Jews and the Christians, and the Mushrikeen also will be included there as idol worshippers, that kick them all out from the Arab Peninsula. This is our cradle, our foundation. These haramis, Gulf countries, Arab countries, bringing more and more wailul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arab rulers. China, remember, is encircling Taiwan and telling Taiwan, don't get too big aspirations and hopes. We will finish you up and flatten you in one day. So they're already encircling them and so forth. In Riyadh, the musical festival has started. Every haram thing you can think of, the gays are there, the lesbians are there. And remember, the parda hijab is gone, is history as far as Saudi Arabia is concerned. MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, said this is new Saudi Arabia, and every haram thing will be legalized now under his watch. No more military hardware for Ukraine. Who said so? The Bild newspaper there in Germany. 5,000 Muslims march in Hamburg, remember, that's in Germany, and they march 5,000 of them, and they want the Khilafat to be returned. We must have one Khalifa, one Amirul Mu'mineen. This Gaza conflict has shaken up the Ummah in different parts of the world. Allah Ta'ala grant them victory. Next one, Saudis wanted Israel to strike Iran, and they will have paid for it. But now they're having second thoughts. The tide is turning against Israel. 90% of the country is against Israel. Iran, Houthis, Hezbollah, Hamas are winning. Israel is losing. And now they're wondering what's happening. Starbucks fires its CEO. You're Muslim if you have true Iman. If you have true Iman, perfect Iman, I won't say wajib, but we will say it is almost like compulsory upon you that all All this what I'm saying, you should boycott them, remember that. KFC, McDonald's, that we, our fatwa is haram. So that you must boycott. And then Starbucks and all this Woolworths and Pick and Pay and all these haramis who are supporting Israel directly, indirectly, you must boycott them. We must hit them where it hurts the most. Why must we give them our money and so forth and so on? South African news, Tito dies. You know Tito, one is Tutu. So Tutu died long time, now Tito died. Tito was, you must remember, the Minister of Finance and so forth. And then a big heat wave hits the Gauteng, remember that. So that is, you must remember, our areas here, Johannesburg, Lanesia, Pretoria, whenever in Rustenburg, it will be getting roasted and toasted there. It was so hot there, mashallah. Post office is dying also, it's in its last legs, you see. That is KK, this is ANC. Whatever they touch, you give them gold also, they will turn it into dust for you. 30 years, go see the SOE, the state-owned enterprises, what they did with it. Majority of them, they destroyed it. When we speak of Camperdown, then some people's temperature and fever goes up. Camperdown. And now the temperatures, fevers go up. You see that? So, mashallah, today between 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, you, the Muslims, send messages out to all the people that nearby. They must go there. I see there's a number there by of Shabir Saleji, if I got the name right. Contact him and ask him for all the directions and locations and all that. And they're going to have, mashallah, a meeting for the non-Muslim men between 5 and 6. And show them the Ijtima site and so forth. You, the big, big bosses, you must give your staff and employees off Saturday, Sunday. If you give them off from Friday, also is better. But if you can't, then at least Saturday, Sunday. That don't deprive people to go to the Ijtima. Remember this, that Allah, Jalla wa Ala, is giving you all opportunity there in Natal and surroundings. That go see, this if 150 country Jamaats have come. And subhanallah, various languages, there'll be talks and so forth and so on, ta'aleem and so wonderful historic occasion. We make dua for the resounding success of the Ijtima in Camperdown, although the fever and temperature of some people goes up. Wallahu al-muwaffiq ila sawa'i sabil. Inshallah, today is Monday, 8:30 to 9. In the interview section, we will be discussing, Mohan Azaid will interview me, and we will discuss Hazrat Pirane Peer, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, in detail. And then 1 to 2 is Tafsir of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30 will be the report back to Rustenburg. Wonderful trip, mashallah. Allah reward our brothers, Haji Yaqub Suleiman, our Haji Joseph Isa, and you know, our Uncle Brownie, as they call him there in Rustenburg. Allah reward them all and their families. Tonight, inshallah, live Q&A, inshallah Aziz, on Radio Al-Ansar and Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, between 8 and 10 with Hafiz Wadi and myself. Maulana, we have 15 minutes, 14 minutes left, inshallah. Rapid, quick fire, inshallah, Q&A.
Mufti Sahab, wanted to know if I can give interest money to my helper. This is separate to the wages that I give.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you are paying her wages, salary, and you're paying her peanuts, that is not really coming out. And then you have interest money. Interest is haram. Quran says, Surah 2, verses 275 to 279. So she or he are very, very poor. And then you give them interest money, not in lieu, in exchange of services and labor, then it is permissible. And pay them a decent wage also. Remember that Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, As-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Kad your salat, safaran wa hadara, whether you're traveling or whether you're at home, and over whom you have authority, fulfill their rights, your wife, your children, your employees, and so forth and so on.
Mufti Sahab, by pricking your finger to test your blood, will your wuzu break?
According to Hanafis, the Huzu will break the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif Daraqutni. Al Huzu min kulli damin sa'ilin, you prick your finger for sugar or what have you to test. Now the blood flows, obviously. So Hanafis say, yes, the Huzu will break. You must remove that blood and so forth. You dry it up, wash it and so, then make proper Huzu, and then you read your Salat, touch Quran Sharif, make Tawaf and so forth. Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, majority of the scholars say the wudu does not break, but you must remove that blood there. When we ask Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, then what breaks the wudu? They say kullu ma kharaja min as-sabilain, whatever comes out from the front passage and the back passage. So remember that law. That is for majority scholars and jurors, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis. So a case like this where you prick your finger or the doctor does it, then for them, majority scholars, the wudu will not break, but you must remove that blood. Obviously, this najis is impure. And Hanafis will say, yes, your hudu is broken because the blood is flowing.
Mufti Sahab, my husband is Hanafi, wife is Shafi. If the wife was with the wudu and the husband touches her hand, will the wife's wudu break?
Husband is Hanafi, wife is Shafi'i, and children are Maliki and Hanbali. I was by my Ustad Sheikh Sabuni, Rahimahullah, buried in Istanbul. A person came and he said, ya Sheikh, ana Shafi'i. So our Ustad Sheikh Sabuni said, Allahu Maliki, wa Rasulu Shafi'i. That person looked, he got so confused and his fuses got blown. Allahu Maliki, Allah is my Malik. He owns the entire creation and universe, belongs only solely to him. Wal Rasulu Shafi'i, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to intercede for me. So what finer points we learn from Fazilatul Shaykh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So remember, husband is Hanafi, wife is Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali and so forth. So you touch one another, so skin to skin, that is, you give her a nice passionate kiss, you give her a hug, you give her a peck on the neck, your wudu is broken, especially Shafi'is. Once you touch one another, husband-wife, husband touches wife, wife touches husband, wudu broken. Remember that, Ulamastumun Nisa. That is what the Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 5, verse number 6. And they translate it as Al-Massu Bil-Yad, touching with the hand, skin to skin, and so forth. And Shafi'i say mutlaqan, absolutely it will break. And the Maliki, somebody say bishahwa, when it is done with lust and desire and pleasure and so forth. Hanafi say the wuzu don't break. Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yuqabbilu ba'da azwajihi thumma yuswalli walam yatawadda. Open Tirmidhi, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Yet the Hanafi's verdict is very strong. So remember that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would kiss some of his Mubarak honorable wives, perform Salat and not make wudu. Who's the Rawi reporter? Masiddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Urwa is there. Urwa is Asma's son. So Sayyida Aisha is the Masi, is the Kala, is the maternal auntie. So he said, Urwa, he's hearing this hadith from Siddiq Hazrat Aisha. So when I used to teach Tirmidhi, then I used to translate it like this. Urwa telling his Masi, his Kala, ma hiya illa anti fadhahikat, is no one else but you, and she smiled. So ma hiya illa anti is no one else but you, O anti. Illa anti, O anti. You got it now. So remember this. So that is Hanafi say don't break when you smooch your wife and kiss her, but make sure that nothing comes out from downstairs. So remember, no mazi, no money. If anything comes out, then obviously huzu is broken. The mazi, the pre-seminal fluid, if it comes out, then huzu is broken.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible for a bride and her family, females, to be present in the section provided in certain masajids for the nikah function.
Let's take a practical example. ABC XYZ Masjid has facilities downstairs, upstairs, wherever, for females only. Now it's your nikah, my sister, my daughter. So you say, no, I want to be there. Now I'm asking you three questions. When you're going to come here and bring your entourage, your sister, your mother, your auntie, and so forth, how will you all be dressed? You will be dressed and tolled up and so forth, and right inside the masjid, and then the fragrance and all will be. So Mustafa, first of all, Quran, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ, stay glued to your homes. Chapter 33, verse 33. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى, and if and when the need comes, then stand, you must not go out and flaunting your beauty. On Eid day, you want to go to the masjid. You want to go Edikah day, your wedding day, to the masjid. And you flaunting everything. One, Quran 30, chapter 33, verse 33 is telling it haram. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Idha kharajatil mar'a, that when a lady emerges from a home, wa hiya muta'attira, and she applied perfume, fragrance, lipstick, dipstick, you know, you ladies know better than me what we know about all. The men are putting also, the Maulvis put makeup. We're going on TV, so we must put makeup. Imagine Maulvis with makeup. Inna lillahi. You look like a clown, brother. Wahiya muta'attira. So now she applied, you must remember, the perfume and lipstick, dipstick. Now she comes to the masjid where you park. Now you're going to walk with your big frail and trail and what? You know, you ladies. And then all these things, yeah? So, and you got the itar and it's spreading, and you dress to kill. Faya zaniya. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Famarrat bi majlisi kada wa kada." You pass the man and you came with that fragrance, you are just like a zaniya, an adulteress you are. You are an adulteress. I said so? Nay. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so. Absolutely haram. The nikah will be valid, but your physical presence there in the masjid, absolutely haram. And this is ijma and consensus of all four schools, alhamdulillah, on this issue.
Mufti Saab, are men allowed to wear a bag over their shoulders or on their necks while in ihram?
When you are in the state of ihram, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. So remember, you wear a sling bag or something like that, totally permissible, there's no problem. You put your passport, you put your money, you put your kitab, all that day inside, permissible. Sometimes you are in the plane and then they blowing that air conditioner. So now you take that blanket they give you and you wrap yourself up in that, all permissible while you're in ihram. But you, the men, must remember two, three things. That with that blanket and so forth, don't cover your face, don't cover your head. Ihram ur-rajuli fi ra'asihi, the ihram of the man is in the head. Then when you are in Muzdalifah and so forth, and other places also, Umrah time, and you want to cover your feet and your toes with a blanket and so forth, for the men, totally permissible. For women, obviously, it's compulsory. They must cover their toes and feet and everything. And that is with stockings and socks, and that's compulsory according to majority scholars, the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis. And for Hanafi women, we suggest very, very strongly, you must and you should wear socks as well, or stockings. Imagine you right there by Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa, your toes, your heels and feet are all open, you touching the strange man, the man touching you, you right by Baytullah. Quran Kareem states, chapter 22 verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. People who just make intention of deviation, transgression, and so forth, we will unleash a painful, terrible punishment. So yeah, you are doing something which you know is not permissible deliberately. Definitely, the crowds are so big. My nephew just returned. He said Makkah is jam-packed and it's so hot and so forth. So remember, the men will tickle your toes and you will tickle their toes, jais, all that, all haram that. So you Hanafi ladies, fi ittaqillah, fear Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and wear socks and stockings as well, more so when you are there in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah.
Mufti Saab, if reading a two rakat salah, can Surah Ikhlas and Surah Fatiha be read in the first rakat, then Surah Falaq in the second rakat?
Totally permissible. What you mean is, in the first rakat you read Surah Fatiha and then Surah Ikhlas, right? Chapter 112. Qul Wallahu Ahad. Second rakat you read Surah Fatiha and then you read Surah Falaq. Totally permissible. No problem with that. So that is totally acceptable. Sunnah qirat normally will be, you read Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun and Qul Wallah. Or you read Qul A'udhu Rabbil Falaq and Qul Abibin Nas. But if you read occasionally, for example, Qul Huwallah, then Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, totally permissible as well.
Mufti Saab, a Muslim woman marries a non-Muslim. When her father dies, will she inherit from her father's inheritance?
Remember that this lady, yeah, she married a Jew, or she married a Christian or Hindu, or she married a Shia, and so forth and so on. So Quran Kareem states, remember in Surah 60, verse 10, لَا هُنَّ حِلُّ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحِلُّونَ لَهُنَّ. You Muslims, Muslim lady, is absolutely haram for you to marry a non-Muslim male, irrespective of what his religion is. And wala hum yahilluna lahun. Allah mentioned it the other way, so there must be no ambiguity left. Is haram for a Muslim lady, she marry a non-Muslim male, and a non-Muslim male for him to marry a Muslim lady, totally permissible. If she says it's permissible, so straight away is murtadda, out to the fall of Islam, then she will not inherit a cent from her father, mother's estate. And when she passes away and dies, then her parents and so forth will not inherit from her also. If she, you know, today they got crazy, they say, Hubbuka Shay, the hadith says, Hubbuka Shay Yu'mi wa Yusim, the things you love, you become deaf and dumb and blind and everything else, you don't want to listen to the truth. So the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, she says, yes, I am practicing Islam, I believe in Islam, is my weakness, and I know it's haram and so forth and so on. So then she will inherit, but all her children will be auladu zina, will be haramis, and the lineage will go to her, the mother, and not to the father. But when she admits that this is her crime, but she's still believing in Islam, not get indulging in any kufr and so forth, so then she will be considered a Muslimah. We pass the verdict on the prima facie evidence, so remember it's totally haram, but then she will inherit. But once she says it's permissible and she's happy about that and so forth and tries and justify it, then she's murtadda and does not inherit. Jazakallahu khairan wa salim kareem. Inshallah, Allah bless you, bless Appa, mashallah. Today we're very happy how many jutlas are sent to Jahannam and how many are injured. Therefore we're firing on all cylinders. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.